The University of Michigan men's basketball team is getting lots of attention, as you'd expect. But another story is unfolding on the same court, a story that's at least as interesting and far more unexpected. The Michigan women's basketball team. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon with the story. The Michigan women's basketball team started in 1973 and played as an independent until the Big Ten sponsored the sport in 1982. Since then, conference teams have won or shared 52 league titles, but Michigan has won exactly zero. It gets worse. In 37 Big Ten seasons, Michigan has finished as high as second only once, but has finished last 11 times. You get the idea. Enter coach Kim Barnes-Errico, who took over the lowly St. John's program when she was just 32 years old. St. John's plays in the highly competitive Big East Conference, led by UConn, which has won a staggering 11 national titles. But Barnes-Errico pushed St. John's to the NCAA tournament three straight years, capped by a Sweet 16 finish her last year. Perhaps more impressive, St. John's broke UConn's 99-game home winning streak on UConn's senior night, no less, and Barnes-Errico won her second Big East Coach of the Year honors. Everybody expected Barnes-Errico to stay in the Northeast forever. Her family lives in New Jersey, after all. She and her husband already had three young children, and in her sport, the Big East was ahead of the Big Ten. She even had three future draft picks coming back the next year. But when Michigan came calling, Kim and her family decided to make the jump. She said, "Honestly, it was the opportunity to come to one of the greatest universities in the world and have the Block M on my shirt. I've always been a builder, and I thought maybe I could do something at Michigan that had never been done before." And she has, winning 20 games for eight straight seasons, something all previous Michigan women's basketball coaches had done only four times. Her current team won its first 10 games, the best start in school history, and is ranked 12th nationwide. Her star, Naz Hillman, scored 50 points in one game, something no Michigan basketball player, man or woman, had ever done. But as any big-time coach can tell you, that success comes with a price. A few years ago, Barnes-Errico was tucking in Emma, then 10 years old. Barnes-Errico recalls, "She was talking and talking and talking and wouldn't stop. Finally, I said, 'Emma, it's bedtime.' And Emma said, 'But mommy, this is the only time I get to talk to you.' I took a breath and tears rolled down my cheeks." To increase their time together, Barnes-Errico brought her kids to team meals and on road trips, and she will again once COVID passes. She also wants to show the young women on her team that they can have a demanding career and still lead a healthy family life. She says, "I have to preach it and I have to live it." Barnes-Errico has not only built a winning program, but a loyal following. The women's team does not draw crowds like the men's team does, but their fans might be more dedicated. The players stay after games to sign autographs, chat up their fans, often little girls, and even shoot baskets with them. Under the leadership of Barnes-Errico, Michigan women's basketball will continue to get better and bigger and more popular. But I'm not sure if it will ever be more fun than it is right now.